The human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, is a virus that attacks the body's immune system, specifically the CD4 cells, which are a type of white blood cells that help the immune system fight off infections. Data from the National Systemic Disease Control Council says that Kenya has about 1.4 million people living with HIV, with an adult HIV prevalence rate of 3.7%, and over 20,000 HIV-related deaths occurring annually. According to the United Nations Programme of HIV and AIDS, there were approximately 22,000 new HIV infections and 18,000 AIDS-related deaths in the year 2023. The country has made significant progress in the management of HIV, with 94% of people with HIV on antiretroviral treatment. According to Winnie Byanyima, Executive Director of United Nations Programs of HIV and AIDS, Kenya has made significant progress in its fight against the HIV and AIDS epidemic, with a 53% decrease in new infections since 2010 and over 60% reduction in related deaths. She says that one of the reasons that makes it attain this state is inequality.
In it, we called the world's attention to a painful reality. Currently, we are not on track to end AIDS by 2030. And the reason is inequality. But there's good news. By equalizing, we can end AIDS. Firstly, we must equalize for women and girls to reduce their HIV risks. Adolescent girls and young women are 3 times more likely to be infected with HIV than boys and men of the same age.
Counties like Nairobi, Kisumu, Homa Bay, Migori and Siaya have been the most affected, with Homa Bay leading with over 24% prevalence. George Odiero, a community health worker in Homa Bay, says that almost each homestead in the area has a case of a lost loved one through AIDS.
Huku juu, kuna boma yenye bwana alikufa, bibi akabaki, akawekwa kwa dawa, akawacha dawa. Baada ya kuweka kuacha dawa, alipelekwa hospitalini. Sasa kuwekwa kwa dawa nyingine mpya, hakuwezekana kafa. Ni hiyo ni wiki moja tu yenye ilipita. Na hata hapa chini, karibu na hii masini ya chini, kuna mama mmoja pia alifariki juu ya ugonjwa ya ukimwi. Kutembea kwake kuenda kuchukua dawa ilikuwa na sasa hako kwa kama nataka amueleze mtu aende akamletee hizo dawa. Naona.
Kenya has seen a reduction in the new HIV infections. In recent years, new infections have decreased, particularly among children, due to the increased use of prevention of mother-to-child transmission services.
So this initiative is to stop further transmission of HIV from mother to the child through awareness. Out of 100, 11 babies get HIV through their mothers. So we want to bring that rate from 10.7 to 5% by December this year.
Kenya has made various efforts and interventions towards reducing the new HIV infections. It has implemented extensive public health campaigns to raise awareness about HIV prevention, testing, and treatment, and has also had programs focusing on education, condom distribution, and even voluntary medical male circumcision. It's made efforts to reduce stigma that's associated with HIV, which can be a barrier to people seeking testing and treatment.
Our country has aligned itself to the global agenda of ending AIDS by 2030 through adoption of the 1990-90 strategy. This approach seeks to have 90% of HIV-infected persons know their HIV status, 90% of those identified to be HIV-infected to receive antiretroviral therapy, and at least 90% of those put on treatment to achieve viral suppression.
While Kenya has made significant progress in managing the HIV epidemic, continued efforts are needed to further reduce infections, improve treatment coverage, and support those living with HIV. Reporting on Kenya's fight against HIV, my name is Harmony Awino.